Ephesians chapter 4, we come this week to verses 17 through 25. These are God's words. "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Sometimes those who are either new to the church or otherwise, in other cases, sometimes those who have been, their families have been in the church for many generations, they come to focus almost exclusively upon behavior. These are the things we do. Those are the things they do. Now, the Apostle Paul is making that contrast here. There ought to be a real difference between what those in the church do and what those from the nations, what he calls here the Gentiles, do. But the Apostle is telling us about this, not just focusing on the behavior, but on where the behavior comes from and how the new behavior comes. So the big problem for the Gentiles that led to their being past feeling and giving themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness, lewdness and uncleanness and greediness, filthiness, immoral living, covetous heart, not being content with what God has given, living for yourself and pleasure and entertainment and stuff. The reason they were doing all that, the ultimate problem for them, is that they did not have any life in them. As verse 18 says, they were alienated from the life of God. It says, since all they had was the death of Adam, every one of us is from Adam, and what we have from Adam is death, and death is opposed to God. And when we have death in us, it results in wrong living, and it's especially corrupted our minds. But they didn't have the life of God, and so their minds are corrupted and it produced this behavior. Well, how can we, who are children of the first Adam, get the life of God in us? Now, the kids are very good at answering questions, and they can hear the way the question is phrased. And even the way you say, "Who are the children of the first Adam?" And you hear, "Aha, there's another man. There's a new humanity that has life in it, and even the life of God himself. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He became the last Adam, as the scriptures describe our Lord Jesus Christ. In him is life, and that life is the light of men. And so as you and I want to change our behavior, and we do, we don't want to walk in filthiness and uncleanness and greediness. We want to put on the new man, the new Adam. We want, and what we need for that, is to have the life of Jesus in us. Well, how do you get the life of Jesus in you? Jesus says here, by his Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, through your mind. The Gentiles' walking was in the futility of their mind. Their understanding was darkened. They were alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. So we need our minds to be changed by Jesus. And this is how Jesus gives himself to us. Look at verse 20, if you have a copy of the Word of God open. It says, but you have not so learned Christ. Now the Bible talks about different ways of our being joined to Jesus. Usually our believing into him or trusting in him. But here it talks about learning him. The effect that Jesus has on us in the way we think when we trust in him. And here's a wonderful reminder of what we have often referred back to, Hebrews 3 and 4, or Hebrews chapter 12, or Romans 10, and our need not just to hear men speaking Bible things, but Jesus speaking from heaven. Listen to verse 20 again. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and been taught by him. So the Lord Jesus gives his life, the life of God, to be in us through teaching and learning and hearing, by which he changes our thinking. And so when he says, gets to the putting off and the putting on, and the two go together, and we'll pick up verse 25 again next week and look at some putting off and putting on pairs together, Lord willing, next Lord's Day afternoon. He says that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The Christian life, which is the life of God by Jesus in us, is a theological life. He changes how we think. And as he gets us to think more and more like he does, and you can see that, couldn't you, when Satan was tempting him, and Satan would try and talk him into one way of thinking, and Jesus would say, nope, I think according to the Bible. That as he makes us to be like himself, and he gives us his life to be in us, the primary way he changes our behavior is by changing our thinking to be like his thinking. And that's why it's so important for our family worship to be theological. Oh, Dad asks me questions about what the passage says, or he explains the theology of the passage. Well, hopefully you don't have that attitude towards it. Our flesh sometimes, from the old man that we're putting off, will respond that way. And that's why classes at church, and sermons, and even songs that God has written for us, and prayers that we pray according to his word, end up being theological, because Jesus gives his life to us by changing our minds to think like his by the use of his word. And suddenly theological doesn't become theological. You realize that theology is a way of your Redeemer working out his life in you And suddenly you get hungry to know and see what Bible passages mean and how one passage helps you understand the other and what it is that Jesus is thinking as the perfect last man and what it is that he wants us to grow in thinking as those who get our life from him instead of death from the first Adam. And then it will be in true righteousness and holiness. And of course, the reason we included verse 25 is we've been hearing for several weeks, haven't we, about one of the things that Jesus uses to tell us and get us thinking about his word so that our minds will be changed and we'll have his life in us. And that thing that he uses is one another. Every joint supplies something, every member does its share. The reason we have the shepherding, teaching, theology, ministry in the church is to equip the saints for the work of ministry. And yes, we are to truth one another, as we heard earlier in the chapter, but here he does use the specific verb for speaking, that we are, everyone, to speak truth with his neighbor. Why? For we are members of one another. You think about your body and the way the nerves communicate the attitude and intentions and the actions of the mind. And the head, the Lord Jesus, he passes his truth, doesn't he, through the whole body, from one part to the other parts, and all of the parts belong to one another. So it's important for you to be learning what this passage says and what that passage means and how these things fit together so that you can be speaking it with your brothers and sisters at home and your brothers and sisters in the church family and other brothers and sisters in Christ, that we would speak the truth to one another, for we are members of one another. And what do we want for our brothers and sisters more than we want the life of God in Jesus Christ to be in them? That's what love wants. That's what the love of Christ, the love of God in Christ, has wanted for you from before the world began. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the way that you have designed us and our lives, our walking, our conduct, to be controlled and directed by our minds. And we thank you that when you gave us your life in your Son, our Lord Jesus, to be the last Adam for us so that we might have life for him that overcomes and cancels out the debt that we had in the first, that you have granted to us to hear him and be taught by him, even to know that all the truth is in him. And so we pray for the help of your Holy Spirit, that he would bless to us the small portion of your word that we have just heard opened, that he would always be attending us by his power, in his love, to give us the mind of Christ from his word. We ask it in Jesus' name, and the members of your body in this place say, Amen.